guys, welcome back to another podcast episode. I'm your host, India Watson, and if you're new, welcome to my podcast. And if you're not new, welcome back. Hi guys, happy Friday. This is different because I know I'm typically like uploading on a Monday, but I'm actually doing like a weekly upload. So I'm gonna like upload every single day of the week. And this is really because like I've been working on a lot of like podcast episodes, but I couldn't execute them the way that like I knew that they could be executed. So we're doing that this week, and yeah. And so it's because like of that, I'm not gonna talk too much about me and my life and what I have going on, because I don't want to spoil the theme of every other episode to come. So for now, let's just talk about my podcast episode that we're gonna do today on ego. So basically, I want to get into like the whole baseline. What is ego? I could get all like philosophical and psychological about the definition of ego, which I am gonna do, but to like start it off simple, I'm gonna just give you the basic definition of what ego is, and it's really just someone's sense of self-worth. So having a high ego is like the equivalent to having a very high sense of self. Now, in the psychological definition of it, it's basically like a psychoanalytic theory of a portion of the human personality. So it's like a person in which they experience their like sense of self or like the I, and it's in contact with the external world through perception. So that's basically like a part that remembers, evaluates, plans, and in other ways is responsive to and acts in like the surrounding physical and social world. So basically that's like the complicated and complex version of ego. It's like a psychoanalytic theory. It's basically just a theory in some cases. But now that I gave you like a baseline on what ego is, I kind of want to get into like why we're talking about it. I've had like a lot of realizations in my life and in like just certain circumstances where I realized like I have a very big ego. There's just like a lot of times where I feel like I put myself on a pedestal. Unknowingly, I feel like sometimes people are aware of the fact that they have a high ego or negate or neglect the fact that they have a high ego. Me, I'm a very self-aware person, so I am aware of a lot of my faults, and I do think having a high ego can be a good thing. Like, you know, you see yourself very highly and, you know, you're very comfortable with yourself, but I also feel like that can be a very bad thing, and I want to kind of highlight both perspectives on what ego is and like how it might affect you, and also how it might affect others. Like, your ego does not only just affect you, but it affects those around you. So I think that's something that I want to like tie into today with this episode. Honestly, like I said, like me, I've learned that I have a really big ego. There are just sometimes I feel like I get like when I'm told to put something into perspective and give like a pinpoint explanation or reasoning, my brain just goes blank. But just know, like, I do know and I am aware of the fact that I have a high ego. There are so many instances where I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that because that's just not something I should do. Or like, okay, texting first, for example, like I'm like, I'm not doing that, like that is not something I should do. Or like just I don't know how to put it, but certain instances I'm just like, that's not something that I'm gonna be doing. Like, you can do that, but I'm not gonna do that because that's just not me, that's just not what I'm meant to do. And I feel like that's a very like one kind of like stupid perspective. I never feel like anybody's ever too good for something. Like, you are never too good. And it's also like saying, like, if the people who do that, then what are they? Like, are they little? Are they under you? Are they like below you? Since you're too good for that, then what is everybody else who does do that one specific thing that you do? If that makes sense, that's kind of a way to like put it into perspective. So because I have this awareness of my ego, and I feel like obviously acceptance and awareness is the first step into taking into anything when you want to like change it and be more aware of it and work on it. That's kind of why we're in with this episode today. I feel like ego has affected me today because I think it blocks a lot of your blessings. It blocks a lot of you being more in touch with yourself in a way. I feel like if you see yourself as too good, or, you know, having that really big high sense of self, like, it kind of blocks you from being a more down-to-earth kind of person. If you feel that you're too good to do certain things, or, you know, a lot of things are too, you're above that for you to be doing that, I feel like it just hinders you from a lot of opportunities. Also, too, it builds into pride and ego, you know, thinking you're too good to do things or you're super good at something. Like, it just enables you from, like, apologizing. It enables you from being a humble person, a humble soul. And literally, I feel like nobody ever wants to be around someone who just is cocky, conceited, narcissistic. Like, I feel like ego just fuels into those traits. It fuels into those habits. It fuels into that. like mindset and mind frame, and those are like things that me personally I try really hard to like disassociate myself from. I like try to stay away from like vanity. I try to stay away from like being literally conceited and narcissistic, because I feel like it's like one of those things. It's like to know who you are, but you do not have to constantly advocate your greatness and goodness to other people, because like I feel like it's something you should let people naturally recognize and see within you, and it shouldn't be something that you have to constantly affirm to yourself out loud 24/7 every second of the day. Like that gets literally annoying anyways, in any way. Anyhow, I feel like ego just really takes away from like you building genuine relationships and genuine connections too, because it's like, okay, you get into a fight with someone you really love. Now it's hard for you to apologize. I've been in positions like that where apologizing has been a really hard thing for me to do at first, because there are some situations where I'm like, I'm literally not wrong. Like, I'm not. And when I don't feel like I'm wrong, I'm not going to apologize to you. And it's sometimes I realize, like, it's not a matter of, like, you being right or wrong. It's like, okay, maybe you just hurt this person's feelings and they want an apology because of the way that they feel disrespected or treated, not because they feel like, okay, they were right in the situation or they weren't wrong in the situation. Maybe it's just something you said that upset them. Like, I feel like when you're looking at things with like that higher sense of self and you're like, yeah, I'm not apologizing to you. Like, you don't deserve an apology. And I'm not like, never force yourself to give an insincere apology. But like, just with that higher sense of self, I feel like it just blocks you from really creating genuine connections, blocks you from being a genuine person. Like, I feel like it just hinders that completely. I feel like the reason I'm so big on ego, and like, my problem is I like said that I wanted to be more authentic and truthful on this podcast, and I'm trying to like be at very surface level, but like, I've just learned that there's nothing wrong with being humble. Like, there's nothing wrong with admitting when you're wrong. There's nothing wrong with, you know, taking the time out of your day to like check up on people. I don't know what the thing is, but society has just taught us to think so highly of ourselves and that we're too good to do certain things, or that like just certain things are above us. And I just feel like that's not like the way that we need to live and the way that we need to be as people. I feel like being a very down to earth soul, you know, not knowing I don't know how to explain it. I really don't know how to explain it, but I know exactly like what I feel and like how to operate that change. Me and my mom were having a conversation, and she was like, you have a big ego. And I was like, you know what? Like, you're right. I'm not even going to sit here and lie to you and say, like, I don't. I definitely do, and I'm aware of that. Like, I have oh my gosh, my sophomore year, my friend and I were talking, and she had said something, and I was like, nah, I don't lose. Like, I don't take L's. L's don't come to me. Like, that's not a thing that, like, no. And she was like, your ego is so high. Or, oh my gosh, like, a bigger example is, like, this idea of rejection. I don't like being rejected. Nobody likes being rejected. Everybody hates rejection. Like, I've never met a person who was like, oh my gosh, rejection, eh. But, like, I hate rejection. I would never put myself out there, because I'm like, you're gonna, like, if you don't like me and you say something to me, that's gonna wound my ego so bad. And there are so many times where people have said things or done things that have wounded my ego, and a lot of people just take that as a shot to character and not as like something to build them back up, because a lot of people are personalizing and internalizing things that are said, things that are done by other people that you literally cannot control at all whatsoever. And I think that's also like why ego is there, to protect you from that pain, to protect you from that like worry, fear, like heartache, like whatever it is, that rejection. Like, that's literally what ego is. I literally see ego as a safety net from being your true and authentic self, because when you are hiding behind this facade that you're better than everybody and that you think you're higher than everybody and higher than everything, nothing can get to you, because you don't put yourself in positions that can make you feel lower than what you already think about yourself. That is exactly why they say that ego is a psychoanalytic like thing, and it's a theory, because it's a personality and it's a perception. It's how the person perceives things, it's how the person sees things, it's how they go about things, how they react, how they remember, how they evaluate, how they handle certain situations. Because when you have a high sense of self, you're not going to ever put yourself in a position to lower that sense of self. You're not going to put yourself in a position where you have to shoot your shot at somebody and try to get somebody's number, because in the off chances they reject you, you're not going to know what to do with yourself. You're going to feel so lost as an individual that this one person didn't want you, that you let that define and deteriorate you as a whole. And that's literally what ego is. Ego is a safety net. Ego has been my safety net for a very long time. I don't know when I, and I'm not saying like I'm this big egotistical person, I'm an egomaniac, I'm this, that, and the third. I'm just saying I recognize the fact that I have an ego that I use to protect myself from rejection, from pain, from being hurt, from anything that makes me feel less about myself. I put that ego up to guard me from whatever that is that I'm trying to shelter myself away from. And I think that's literally what half the people who have an ego do, unless you're genuinely just a narcissistic egomaniac. Like, that's you. That's you. And that's the traits you need to work on. But that's the baseline of it. Like, that's literally how I see it, how I recognize it, how I view it. Like, my ego is my safety net. Your ego might be your safety net. And if it's not, I don't know, like, you just have that high sense of self and you just think you're better than everybody else, that's a you thing. But that's also a thing that's blocking you from having genuine connections, genuine relationships, being a genuine person, a humble person. That's blocking you from a lot, because real talk, nobody likes an egotistical person. Nobody likes being around one of those people, and nobody likes a cocky person. Obviously, nobody likes being around a downer and a person who, you know, is constantly seeking out validation and this, that, and the third. But also, nobody likes a cocky person. You gotta be just right in the middle, like not too hot, not too cold. You gotta be right temperature, like you gotta be right there. I was like really in it. So if I start talking fast, I'm really sorry, guys, because when I felt real passionate about that, because I was getting somewhere. My brain had a breakthrough. So when I get that breakthrough, I just start spitting. I just start talking. So I hope that I'm not rambling and going off fast, but that's literally how I view ego. That's how I view it as a whole. That's how I see it. My computer is overheating like no other right now. But that's just what it is. And I just feel like I don't know how to... Ooh, that's actually... Never mind. I just feel like what I've learned about it is like that you're just never going to succeed as a prideful or an egotistical person. Like that safety defense you have is never going to save you. Like that's not saving you. That's just hindering you from living your life. That's hindering you from experiencing life. That's hindering you from genuinely being human, because you don't want to live and go through these experiences because you feel like they're gonna hurt you so bad. Like, to me, I'm gonna be honest, rejection is scary. It's weird to admit, like on a podcast, on like a public place, but I'm also still very open. I've been rejected for like a multitude of things, like things that I couldn't even control. And it's like so crazy dealing with rejection. Like, it's so crazy handling that. And I feel like too, like, it's also a good preparation. Like, I'm going to college soon, and I'm gonna be, you know, getting a bunch of either acceptance, waitlisted, or rejected letters from those colleges that I apply to. And that's something that I have to be able to brace myself for and not let that determine my academic worth or my worth as an individual or as a person. Just like how in relationships, some of my relationships don't work out. Or while I was in like elementary school, middle school, and I got rejected from people that I was so interested in and I was so madly in love with. Like, that rejection just builds you up as a person. Like, everything is for character development. I don't care what nobody says. Like, every hardship you go through is literally teaching you like how to handle the next one better and properly. Like, me, when I first, like, oh my gosh, I'll never forget. I remember the first time, I don't know like what the exact situation was, but I was talking to this person for a while, and they hit me with the like, oh well, I think it's best we're just friends. I lost it. I was like, what do you mean it's best we just be friends? Like, what are you literally talking about? Like, what do you mean you just want to be friends? Like, I couldn't freaking fathom it. Like, I was like trying to wrap my head around it. Like, I just can't believe this person would just want to be friends with me. Like, out of all the things, like, you have an opportunity to be with me and you're not taking that opportunity. Like, I'm not understanding. It just wasn't making sense to me. And my deluded self was like, yeah, I'm not, I don't want to be friends. Like, I'm cool. I was like, if you can't, and that's actually like, sometimes it's smart and sometimes it's not smart, depending on a relationship. But it's like, I was like, to me, I'm like, if you don't want to be with me romantically, you're not going to settle to just be friends with me because you don't like me. I feel like that's a little selfish. Like, okay, not everybody is going to like you. That's literally one prime thing I learned. 2-door rejection just builds you up. Like, okay, this one person isn't for me. Now you get to go meet somebody who actually is for you. But, you know, me, I couldn't handle the rejection at that point. And so that was a wound to my ego. That was a wound to my pride. And because I was like, I feel this way about myself. I have this idea and perspective about myself. And because you don't feel the same way and you're not aligning yourself with what I already believe about myself, this is not going to work. I do not want anything to do with you. And you're cut off. Remove yourself from my life expeditiously. I was cool with it. Then I was fine with it. And then I had a time to sit back and really like do some self-reflecting. And I was like, I moved very irrationally. I was very impulsive. I was moving on hurt and anger and rejection. Like, that rejection, I felt very, like, that was a shot to my ego. That was a big shot to my ego. And because it was a shot to my ego, that's how I reacted and that's how I responded. And when you don't, like, take the steps to, I don't know, process and go through these emotions, you're going to react like that every time and self-destruct and ruin every single potential relationship you can. Because the second someone does something that doesn't align with how you feel about yourself in that egotistical state of mind, it's just going to cause a big destruction and big collapse within your relationships. And that's the thing I learned. Like, that is a big thing I learned. So just the key factor in this is being an egotistical person and living a life with this big, big, big high sense of self and this big ego, you're just never going to succeed. You're never going to succeed the way you think you're going to succeed. I guess, like, the big conclusion to this is, or, like, the big valuable lesson to this is, like, now you recognize it. Like, we talked about it. Now we're recognizing it. Now we're realizing it. We're breaking it down. We're seeing the components of it. And we see how to change it, how to go about it. Like, stop being scared to live in your authentic truth. Stop being scared to be yourself. Like, you can still have that sense of self, like, knowing who you are, knowing your worth, loving yourself. Like, don't let that be confused with ego. Don't let loving yourself and knowing your worth and knowing what you stand for as a person be confused for having a high ego. Like, that's literally none of that. You just are very confident and comfortable within yourself. Don't let your ego stop you from living your life, stop you from living and experiencing life and being authentic in what you're doing. Like, stop, don't let your ego stop you from shooting your shot. Don't let your ego stop you from texting first. Don't let your ego stop you from trying to apply for that job. Don't let your ego stop you from, I don't know, going to talk to new people. Like, don't let your ego stop you from doing some of the things that you might actually really enjoy and really be happy that you stepped out and branched out and did those things. Like, your ego is definitely your enemy, and it is not your friend. It's not saving you from nothing. It's not protecting you from nothing. It's hindering you from living a life that you never, ever, ever would have imagined that you lived or are living. So that's kind of the lesson that I want to, like, bring down to this episode, kind of. And any other lessons that you guys got, any takeaways you got from this episode, like, I want to bring those down and root them down into this episode. And yeah, I love you guys. I will, I'll see you guys tomorrow, right? I'm pretty sure. See you guys tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.